On the record. On News Talk.
With Pinergy. Supplying energy with insight to forward-thinking Irish businesses.
The Sunday Independent, new lockdown looms large. Tánaiste de Leo Varadkar, Freudian slip there, has admitted a short, hard lockdown known as a circuit break may be needed to reduce COVID-19 numbers to manageable levels, but also says it breaks my heart to think of a second lockdown. He's referring to the idea of there being a short, hard lockdown, the so-called circuit breaker, to knock the virus on the head again and to reduce case numbers to a manageable level, similar to a second lockdown, but not as long. It may well be needed at some point. No other country in Europe has tried this. It would be an experiment, but it could work. In Israel, it appears to be producing results. You might notice that those comments from Leo Varadkar today in the Sunday Independent are a slight shift from what he had to say to RTE's Claire Byrne last Monday night.
What they were proposing was something called a circuit break. But what it involves is a short, sharp, strict lockdown for 3 or 4 weeks in the hope that it will reduce the transmission of the virus suddenly to allow us to reopen again. And the problem that we had with the proposal that was put to us was that we didn't feel it had been thought through properly. For example, we asked for some comfort that 4 weeks might be enough, given that it hasn't been enough in Melbourne, doesn't appear to be enough in Israel. They weren't able to give us that comfort. Okay. We also asked them what would happen after the 4 weeks if it didn't work. Would we abandon that strategy or would we proceed regardless? They said they hadn't contemplated that. We asked, is it credible to keep the schools open for those 4 weeks during a strict lockdown? They thought it was, we weren't so sure. We asked them, what do we say to the 400,000 people who lose their jobs tomorrow and all those businesses? We need to plan for this type of thing. We need to know what to do with the pup. We need to tell the Department of Social Welfare staff to get ready. We need to know what to say to businesses. They thought that was a political matter for us. Yes, maybe we will be the first country in Ireland to experiment with this circuit breaker lockdown approach. But, you know, we'd like it to be thought through. We'd like it to be considered. We'd like it to be a plan B. We'd like to see if it works in Israel, where it doesn't seem it is yet. Mm. They're 2 or 3 weeks into that.
Leo Varadkar with a fairly sceptical take on the idea of a short-term circuit breaker mini lockdown on Monday night, evidently appearing to have moved a little bit towards that position this morning in the Sunday Independent. Let's bring in our first guest this morning, Professor Sam McConkie, who is the head of the Department of International Health and Tropical Medicine at the Royal College of Surgeons. Sam McConkie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
What do you make of the Tánaiste de Leo Varadkar now floating the idea of a short-term circuit break? Is it a valid idea and would it work?
I think we have to come up with a sort of medium-term plan to deal with this. And Melbourne, of course, are going for zero COVID. So they're trying to introduce harsh restrictions to get it down to zero, as has all of the rest of Australia has already achieved that. So Melbourne, which he referenced, is going for a longer, not a short-term circuit breaker, but they're actually aiming for zero COVID and have been very close to getting there. My view is that we need to take collective action in Ireland to bring down our numbers and do something. If we continue in this sort of where we're at now, as I famously said on the same Claire Byrne show, it's like purgatory. It's like ongoing, unsatisfactory life with rising numbers of cases in our country, rising numbers of hospitalizations, ICU and deaths. So this current trajectory that we're on right now is definitely a very unsatisfactory one.
Does that suggest then, Sam, that a short-term idea, a short-term circuit breaker might not really cut the mustard, that it would have to be a longer-term implementation for it to actually work?
It depends what you want to achieve. As we did in March, April, May, we can see that, admittedly then it was 2 months of harsher closures than even level five because schools were closed. That did bring down our numbers in June to, 3 to 5 cases a day. And that certainly partially controlled things temporarily. And that might allow us to have a better Christmas, if you like, Gavin, and be able to have some more, happy social life together and productivity over the December, January time. So it really depends on what the aims are. And I think we need that national discussion about the medium and long-term plan.
So it would have to be some sort of long-term thing that you couldn't just bounce into it for a fortnight and then expect to lift it off and for things to be better.
I think if we, the one strategy would be that to bounce into it for a fortnight, get numbers down, or maybe 3 weeks, fortnight's actually too short to see what's happening in this, but perhaps 3 or 4 weeks. And then to have, for example, enhanced outbreak control, enhanced public health. For example, we could in the new budget take off the VAT on mobile phones and highly subsidise these newer mobile phones that run the app on condition that the people who buy them use the app effectively. That allows contact tracing to happen really quickly. Similarly, could extend the app to people between 10 and 16 years of age, because presently you have to be over 16 to do it. So that would help partially with our contact tracing. Then that would allow the outbreak investigation teams to focus in on each outbreak, each location, each business, and each environment where the outbreaks are happening, and helped people to prevent that outbreak spreading by getting testing going, by changing practices at that location, by helping them learn from the experience of all the other thousands of outbreaks in Ireland so they don't repeat the same errors again.
You've described this as being purgatory, and I suppose people understand why it feels like that, because it seems like you lurch from there being some sort of freedom to some sort of lockdown, and that you don't really have a healthy balance of either. But if you're talking about, you know, pursuing zero COVID, there are many people already on Twitter, and there are many people, you know, for the last few months who've said that's not really practicable, because we've already implemented a full national lockdown for about 2 months. It didn't completely eliminate the virus, but nor do we have the prerogative to control what happens north of the border. We can see how our own border counties are the ones which are most badly affected right now. We can't control everything that happens on this island, so zero COVID is just not a runner for us.
What I feel we should be doing is having our best diplomats going to Edinburgh, to London, to Cardiff, especially to London, and saying to the British, this is a feasible objective in the island of Britain as well. The people in Northern Ireland famously mostly will follow. If Britain said we're going to do restrictions on quarantine on incoming travellers for 10 days or 2 weeks, we're going to swab the noses of all our incoming travellers, as they're doing in Melbourne and many other countries in Asia have all been doing this, you know, for 6 months, and have been very, very successful. So I think getting the island of Great Britain involved in this as well is to our advantage. Then our tourism can open up. If we're both zero COVID, people can come from Britain to Ireland to enjoy our countryside and our hotels and restaurants once we've achieved zero COVID. So even though zero COVID has to be achieved kind of locality by locality, it's better for in it in a regional and in multinational way. I'm hoping some of the Greek islands and Spanish islands do the same. And I do think that many European countries are going to be aiming for a zero COVID in 3 or 6 months' time, as we realise that this vaccine by Christmas mantra that we were told is not really going to happen.
What do you make, though, of the fact that the government is stuck with level 3 for now? Because it would certainly seem that while it will take a little longer to work in the likes of Donegal, and perhaps that's because of the situation on the other side of the border, that if you look at Dublin, the number of cases on average in the last week is lower than what it was the week before. So there's good reason to perhaps to suggest that the government got it right, and that level 3, if implemented, will actually do the job.
Yeah, unfortunately, yesterday's numbers for Dublin, which are 241, have gone back up. That's the highest yet. So what you said I felt was true, perhaps hopefully yesterday, but now that I've seen the data from 6:15 yesterday evening on Dublin, 241 cases, that's twisted the trend. That's a new inflection.
No, because the average including yesterday for Dublin is 144 for the last 7 days, and it was 188 for the 7 previous, and that does incorporate last night's figures.
Yeah, but last night is a jump, and there's no obvious reason for that. So we may be turning back up again. I think to know whether this is a new inflection, we need some more data points. A single data point you can't base a lot of things on. But I was hoping that level 3 wouldn't necessarily improve things much in Dublin, but at least might level things off. And that was certainly what I thought we were seeing, yesterday and the day before. Now I'm not confident. Unfortunately, what I'm saying is that in other counties around the country, we're seeing very, very large jumps in the rate of increase. So that's a big worry, that it's now about 10 or 18 counties that are showing very significant rises. So, you know, some with, you know, very high rises, including, you know, places like Sligo, Meath, Kerry, the numbers are going up. So I feel we've now got a national problem that's just spread outside Dublin and Donegal. And, you know, one option might be to go to something like level 4 in the counties that are getting worse, to at least stop them getting worse. I suppose I feel we do need... My view is we should definitely do some incremental rise in our restrictions in our country at this point. Otherwise, we're just getting worse into a deeper and deeper mire, and sort of getting stuck more into a gradually escalating problem.
Okay, Sam McConkie, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Sam McConkie is the head of the Department of International Health and Tropical Medicine at the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland.